and welcome to The Great Beyond, and Is This Good companion pod where I catch up with my friend and yours, Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming, and big announcement, maybe, now that I'm looking at you, are those new laptop stickers?
Yeah, this one is, the Hootie Who.
Where did you procure the Hootie Who?
From Kennesaw State University. That is the their mascot is the owl, and their slogan is Hootie Who, apparently.
But notable, and I'm wondering, is this where it came from? Because notable Atlanta rappers Outkast, South Got Something to Say.
Yeah.
Don't they use the phrase Hootie Who to like be like, the cops are coming?
I believe they do, but I think possibly. Well, I don't know which was first, to be honest.
It's funny because I guess the idea is like, we'll make a bird calling sound so that the cops don't know we're saying, hey, like we could just say, hey, the cops are coming.
Right.
Then the cops will know.
Right.
So we got to pretend, but saying Hootie Who doesn't really sound like an owl.
You're like, right. It doesn't.
They gotta get, what are those things that you put in your mouth and you can make duck calls with? It looks like a kazoo, kind of.
Yeah, it's called a duck call.
Okay, well, they should have gotten those. You know what I'm saying?
I guess
they'd be like, why are there ducks in Decatur, Georgia? But anyways, okay, let's look into that after.
Okay, yeah, let's see which came first. The
okay, well, while I introduce Rachel, why don't you Google that? And producing the show, you've already heard her laughter. Hopefully, she's not going to say the words "jet fuel can't melt steel beams." Rachel Doyle.
I was on the tip of my tongue. No.
That's the. Obviously, we're going to talk about conspiracies. I don't know if you stuck around for my apology at the end of last show. Mm. I was supposed to ask Rachel about her three conspiracy theories that might be true, and I forgot to. You know, most other podcasts, when they issue an apology that they've recorded after the show, it's because they've said something about women.
We don't apologize for that.
No.
The hardworking immigrants of this country, but not us. We come back on to apologize for not talking about conspiracy theories. So yeah, the jet fuel and steel beams was the 9/11 conspiracy.
Right.
It was an internal explosion, like by bombs that were set there by the government because jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Right, right. Okay, so Hootie Who, the earliest entry on Urban Dictionary that I'm seeing is 2004.
No, that feels way too late.
2004?
Outkasts were like, that was the late 90s.
Okay, well, that's Urban Dictionary. So I would say the Kennesaw State stole it from Outkast.
And wait, no one you know goes to Kennesaw State, now that I'm thinking about it.
No one I know. Well, my son's going there for first year.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Your son, who you were sharing, like, his school is bragging about him on their Instagram account?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're skipping right to second year and saying Georgia Tech, which is going to be his
It's just
school.
Sexier.
No, sure.
No, offense to Kennesaw State. No. It's a great school. But now, ultimately, he will end up in Georgia State.
Tech.
Or state, depending on his marks. Let's be honest.
They don't have any.
Something I say that it would say is not sexy, and which I learned from this Instagram post where the school says, you know, all these kids are going to these places. The two languages he's chosen.
Yes.
Of course, the two languages of the future, you know, Spanish and Chinese. Sure. Oh, no, actually, sorry, my notes say French and German.
Do you know why, though?
There's a reason, a specific reason. Yeah. Look at his major.
Engineering.
Mechanical engineering.
He wants to work for car companies based in those countries, I think.
He's planning ahead. I mean, it's beautiful. That's amazing.
That's
so
great.
He's like, I want to work for Peugeot.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where in Germany?
BMW, I think.
There's a couple there, obviously.
You know, they make cars over there.
Lots of them.
So you produced a car guy?
Apparently.
He was asking to take the fridge apart when he was 5.
That's true.
Oh, really? So he's always been a tinkerer?
He's a tinkerer. For sure.
Has he ever built his own computer? A gaming PC, perhaps?
No, he hasn't, actually.
Just a big Lego guy.
Yeah. Lego stuff, you know. He's more of a tearing apart, tearing things down.
Don't put them back together after ever.
That's right.
Building it back up is not his thing.
That's why I said no to the fridge thing.
Well, the thing is, Lincoln, we have the food that we need to survive in there. So maybe right. not the kettle. Maybe you could be. Yeah. We have an electric kettle. Maybe you could start there.
We should have started there.
So yes, we are going to get to Rachel's conspiracy theories, unlike last week where I didn't ask. But of course, I have to ask JD if anything good or not good happened to him this week.
Well, it's a little bittersweet. But speaking of kids, our youngest kid turned 16 this Sunday.
Jesus
16
Christ.
Years old. And he's the young one. He's the wee one, we call him. But he's taller than me now.
So the sting of obviously your other son having turned 16 a couple years ago doesn't take off the sting from the younger one.
No.
Reaching the same age.
It's way worse, actually, because at least we had one. Well, at least there's the little guy. We still have him.
Right, right. The little guy.
But now, you know, as they say in Game of Thrones, he's a man grown. We have two men in the house.
Two men groans?
Two men groans is one of my favorite ex-hamster videos. I'm just kidding. I was trying to think of a porn site off the top of my head.
That's the one that
popped in for some reason.
Oh, yes. Please. Think of that when talking about our children. Love it.
When you've already seen everything on the classics like YouPorn, Pornhub, RedTube. That's when you want to go to ex-hamster.
That's right. And right before X-Videos. Get out of here.
You know, when you guys mentioned that prank, the lemon thing, like...
Lemon party, yes.
Yeah, I was somehow still shocked when I opened it up and saw what I saw.
Oh, you...
I had never
Why did you go?
Because I
we
had to
We literally warned you.
I had to. And I didn't do it on his work computer, so I'm a hero.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
And that's just... And it's still just a still image, right?
Yeah. I mean, actually, it could be the first. I only stayed on long enough to see the first frame of the video, if it's a video. Like, I clicked away very quickly.
I felt like there was movement there, but maybe that was my own imagination taking it to the next frame or two.
I think the movement was created in your own eyes as they were darting away from the screen as quickly as possible.
Oh, yes. That's me, Matt. My eyes dart away from that kind of thing on a screen. I was by myself. It was okay. I got through it somehow.
Yeah.
But doesn't that say something about the power of the image? You know what I mean? Because now we're in a video world. It's so easy to upload video online. At the origins of the Lemon Party, it was much more difficult. It was just a single picture. So a lot of things that were just pictures now, it's like, we'll throw in a GIF there now. We'll throw in a video. But they've stuck to the picture, and it's truly worth 1,000 words.
I guess, yeah.
Gross, disgusting. Why did you do that? It's seared in my brain. I can't make the voices stop.
It's just a bunch of old people enjoying themselves. I mean, grow up, man.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, it was different.
It was different.
Oh.
It was not that... I mean, it was
enjoyable?
Just a BJ.
Yeah, that's what I had in my mind.
Oh.
But
it was
in
a close-up.
In three directions, isn't it?
Maybe I got off.
I only saw one direction, but
I just said,
again, it was like when the nurse invited
Harry
me.
Harry Styles and Zayn?
That's right.
I literally just said, maybe I got off too soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Anyway...
It was like when the nurse invited me to peek over the curtain into the fucking my wife mutilated by C-section to say, hey, your baby's coming out. And the first time I was like, I think I'm good. Second time I was like, all right, I got to look. I got to see. And all I saw was, a baby, my baby, in...
Yeah.
You know, whatever else was happening behind, I blocked it out somehow. It was just like a sea of gore, basically.
Right. And so this is what you were thinking about when your child turned 16?
No, when I'm looking at the at the
this is what Lemon Party makes you think of, the miracle of birth.
I've only
the miracle of an emergency C-section.
Just the power of the mind to just see as little as possible of an image, and then it just blanks everything out. So
right.
Yeah.
So sexy.
So yeah. So since he turned 16, guess what? He is now allowed to get on Instagram.
Was he allowed to?
According to Mark Zuckerberg or according to you?
According to the house rules. House rules. And he's been waiting, but he was a little trepidatious about it. Yeah, it has to be a private account. But yeah, in this house, social media, you got to wait till you're 16.
I think that's a... Okay, so how much pressure have you been under from like 12, 13, 14, 15? Obviously, I would assume most of his friends have Instagram accounts already.
Yeah, I would say the pressure was enormous going into like middle school. But then it just went away because it was like, well, they're not budging on this, so forget it. And he's actually been quite cool about it, and Lincoln was as well.
So they're like, they tell other friends, if you see a good meme, email it to me.
pretty much. Well, I think they were just left out of a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Right.
They have no friends because of it.
But so. Was it to their detriment? Do you feel like did they ever say, not like in a complaining way, but just like, well, it was tough because... You know, there was a group chat on Instagram and then they all got invited to this thing or they all made plans and they just didn't think of us because we weren't on there.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely happened.
Yeah.
Big picture, though, I think we did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no kidding.
We'll see, but yeah.
And now he's like,
well, what do you mean?
I need as many followers as possible.
Yeah, it's like day one, he's like, tell all your friends to follow me.
I'm like, what?
Oh, if you want to shout out his handle on the air, you know.
I'll tell you off the air. It's okay. A private account, but although, you know, he's going to accept literally anybody.
Oh, God.
Does he want you to follow him? Or, like, will he accept you?
Oh, that's part of the...
For now.
That part of the condition is that I have to be able to follow
him. Mm-hmm. But then he can start a Finsta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the real stuff goes down. Hey, yeah. You know what? I'll follow him.
Okay.
Maybe I'll create a Finsta so he doesn't know it's me. Okay. Like you said, he's hungry for followers right now at the start. Yeah. He'll accept me. Then he'll forget that I'm there. Then I'll always be able to keep tabs on him.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'll send you the reports via email.
Yeah, but you wouldn't because you're like the cool uncle.
Not really. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I have too many hangups to be cool uncle.
Mm, yeah.
I could be maybe funny uncle.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
I could be sage advice uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to be like...
Here, let's split this joint, uncle.
Oh, a drug uncle? I'm happy to be drug
okay,
uncle.
There you go.
So, I guess what I'm thinking about is sex uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's not you.
Which, that sex uncle is a different thing, I think.
I don't like the sounds of you know that what? At all. That what? Moniker is not for anyone.
No, just it's make, not good.
Just make that.
No,
your
you're
hand.
Right. You're right, Rachel. Sorry, let me rephrase. Uncle sex. No, wait, that's not
wait,
it
keep
either.
Working on that.
Funkle, where the F-U is not for fun, uncle, it's for fuck.
Oh my God, brilliant but disturbing.
Anyways, for all other things, you know, I think I've already decided, in case my nephews ever come to me for advice, mm-hmm. I've already thought about what the advice is going to be.
Oh, wow. It Whatever doesn't matter it is, the subject.
Regardless of the question.
Oh, no.
Universal.
When it comes to carnal matters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, carnal minute.
Yeah. I'm going to say, and this applies to whatever it is they're doing. If it's about making out, if it's about whatever it is. Slow dancing for the first. I'm going to say, do it. Do some. No. Give them the advice that Arnold Schwarzenegger gave Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies.
Mm.
Do it doucement. No, I'm going to say do it slow. Whatever it is you're doing, do it slowly.
Right.
And then if you think you're doing it slowly, do it even slower than that.
Wow.
Because what you think is slow at, you know, 15
right.
is going to be too fast.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, at that age, that is the best advice.
Sure.
For... You know, go down the menu of sexual acts,
right.
From kissing to French kissing. Mm. Oh, good that he's learning French.
That's the other one.
To everything further south. whether it's your mouth or other parts of your body, I think that is good advice for that age.
Right. I think you're right.
Right. Because Rachel, maybe you could speak to this. I feel like an often complaint from, you know, an adolescent girl when it comes to that stuff is like, I felt like I was being like poked and prodded and
like an exam sort of situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a
Well, when you finally get to touch one,
yeah,
you know.
It's not really about the girl, it's about yourself. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's great advice. Great advice.
Yeah.
I didn't really hear you confirming that theory though, Rachel.
That they're going too fast down below?
Yeah, too fast everywhere.
I think it works both ways. I've had
too rough, when I was too bitey.
Yeah. Some teenage girls, ugh.
Yeah, gentle, nice and slow. I mean, like down. Usher said, yeah. Take it nice and slow.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's good advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sure. And I feel like they're that way as someone, you know, like I don't have to get into it really.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to draw any diagrams. I don't want to be looking at anything like pictures online and pointing things out.
No unnecessary adjectives.
This is not going to come up. I can almost guarantee. no offense.
You're telling me that a thing that I'm worried about, that I've spent mental energy trying to head off at the pass, is never going to happen? Wow, that would be a first for me.
I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine, but it could have. I don't know the nature of your relationship with your nephews, but...
You got a few years.
Uncle Sex.
I feel like the last people that kids, teenagers want to talk to about sex is adults, number one, A. B,
I have a youthful
face, probably
though.
Just above that is members of their immediate family.
Yeah. They just get unsolicited advice.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to
from their friends, you mean?
No, from their
family. Yeah, you should give this advice. It's gonna have to be unsolicited though, because they are not gonna ask you.
Yeah,
and no one wants unsolicited advice.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, even if you don't want it, it sets in, and you take it.
Yeah. Shut up, Matt. Shut up, Uncle Matt.
And they're like, and then write that down.
Yeah, then it'll sink in, maybe.
You know what? You just made me realize a thing that kids will never have to experience in the line of like going to Blockbuster and shit like that.
Yeah.
The experience of having a girl that you have a crush on, speaking to her on the phone, and then have your uncle, your sister, someone pick up the phone and go, "Ooh, who are you talking to?" One of my sister's friends once did that to me. I was on the phone with a girl and... he locked himself in the bathroom and I couldn't get to him and he was, I haven't forgot. I'm still angry about it. I don't think it was a fun prank.
That is impressive.
We should have discussed this for April Fool's.
That is an impressive
prank. I was so
fucking
angry. I was like, Jesus, just let me have this awkward conversation on my own.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's
all right.
That's awesome.
Uncle Sex signing off.
Yeah, you should do a sex column for teenagers.
Yeah, 17 magazine.
Uncle Sam.
Well, it's only getting worse, though. Like, we all needed this advice, like, dating back from JD's generation to my generation. Mm-hmm. The problem is it is unequivocally worse now because pornography is just so readily available on the internet, on Reddit, I mean, on X-Hamster, as he pointed out, that I do think that... It makes sense. Like, it would make sense to me as a 12-year-old, like, hey, instead of getting advice from my dad or my uncle about sex, why don't I just watch people doing it and I'll get notes from that? That's not a weird thing to think.
Right.
So normal. Like, everybody has a ball gag in their bedside table. And
well, eventually. And
it's not weird.
Like, for instance, if your child wants to learn how to take apart the fridge, he could ask you, like, how do you take apart the fridge? Or he could go on YouTube and watch a video of a guy taking apart a fridge and being like, I'm taking out the cold part of the fridge now.
Yeah. Well, it's a person who's much more qualified to take apart a fridge. So that's what you're saying. The people on X-Hamster are way more qualified.
They get paid to do it.
Well, not always. But...
Well, they've put in their 69,000 hours.
Nice.
Master. Master that one.
Anyways, but of course, what they don't know is it's literally the worst thing to do is to take cues from pornography, especially, you know, what's probably popular.
I've had that chat with him, though. Both of them.
Don't look on the internet
for that
reason.
This is unrealistic. Yeah, this is not what sex is. So
just tell them it's not real. Whatever this is.
But it is real. It's not like wrestling. It is real.
Well, it is like wrestling. Wrestling is real, but it's, what do they say? It's staged. It's not.
Yeah.
It's real.
Well, see, I appreciate your analogy, but in wrestling, they are certainly taking physical risks and jumping off the top rope, and they are at risk of injury, certainly. But when they're going like, bam, bam, like pretending to holding someone's hair and punching them, they're not actually connecting with that person's face.
It's not computer animation.
Whereas in pornography, things are connecting with the person's face.
Yes.
But they're not enjoying it as much as they're making it out.
Right. Yeah, sure. Certainly. Yeah. Or maybe they are.
Maybe they are. We don't know.
I've seen Boogie Nights. Sometimes two actors come together and it's magic. And watch Boogie Nights, but not for advice.
No.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Yes, thank you.
Now turning 16.
How did
I think
we get
that's
there?
What you're getting at.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But so do you feel older than you did like 2 weeks ago?
Nah. Yeah, well, maybe a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
I went out last night with a guy who is my age, mm-hmm. 42, mm-hmm. and dropped the bomb on me, like not even as a reveal, just like in conversation, that he has a 24-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Mm.
Right?
So I did. You didn't know about this?
Quick math.
Mm. Yeah.
We're just meeting each other.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, wow, 18. Mm-hmm. I don't even have a kid. It's just funny to me that, like, let's say in a year, 2 years, I don't know, I have a kid. The kid is going to be 1 month old. Mm-hmm. And this guy who's the exact same age as me is going to be like, oh, yeah, my my kid just got her PhD. You know, like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Of course, my son will be, or daughter will be getting a PhD at 1 month old.
When your kids are in high school or middle school and you're picking them up, they're like, oh, granddad's here.
How picking them up on my rascal scooter?
Yeah. Hop on, kids.
Hop on. I'll have a sidecar. Can you even get a rascal with a sidecar?
God, you must be able to.
All right, Rachel, let's check in on your conspiracy theories.
Mm. Wow. Okay, well, I mean, really, we probably don't have time for more than one. We'll see how this goes.
I did ask you to prepare three.
Well, I kind of do have three, but, you know, let's not get
just
ahead
get
of ourselves.
Okay.
All right. Let's just...
We have plenty of time.
Chill.
I can't emphasize enough how much time I have.
So are we starting with your favorite?
Can
you just
like...
also remind me, why did this come up? And was the hook, did I say three conspiracy theories that you think are true or three conspiracies that might be true or just three of your favorites?
Do not get specific. I just... randomly okay. pulled so three
apologize.
From the depths of my bowels. So just okay. here we go. So first one that I guess I was having fun with was that idea that Harry is not King Charles's son, but this dude's Major James Hewitt.
Mm.
So, oh, right.
Spicy. Okay.
So just wondering if you saw a resemblance here. Before I show you the other pictures, so you can compare and contrast.
So for the audio listeners, we are looking at a picture of Prince Harry
mm-hmm.
and Major, is it John Hewitt?
Yeah, James.
James Hewitt.
So this was Diana.
A consort of sorts of Diana, is that? Is
or
that-
a lover, as
ooh,
I saw.
Okay.
Is this, confirmed in any way? Not that he's the father, but like that... Is it known that she had an affair with this fella?
Well, you know, I'm just going on the internet. So
right.
Let's just have fun with this, Matt.
Okay.
Don't be
it's
so...
It's a conspiracy. Okay, run with it.
Let's just play with
this. Me looking at this picture, I am noticing that they are both gingery.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. Is Hewitt's hair red? Because it
not,
doesn't look red in this picture.
Not so much, but I'm more looking at the freckles.
He has a red hue, for sure.
Okay.
And those freckles vary in line with a lot of redheads with the extra melanin that shows up in that capacity. Extra melanin, the different type of melanin. Anyway.
And is this the idea that, like, obviously you have Prince William and everyone's like, well, that guy looks like Prince Charles. And then you get Harry and you're like, this dude's too smoking hot to be the son of Prince Charles. Is that why this... I mean, I've definitely heard Harry is not Charles's, but is this basically the idea they don't look much alike?
Well, I'll show you that another side-by-side so you can... I'll just show you Diana and Harry.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Oh, my God. Rachel, if you got so good at production that you figured out how to morph Hewitt and Diana
to turn faces together.
Yeah, just, again, slow your roll.
Okay, that looks like his mother.
Yes.
Right? So the
That's
same
Princess
noses.
That's Princess Diana on the right.
Yeah, you see same noses.
Same noses.
At least I see it. You don't see
Major Hewitt, I think, had a similar nose to Harry. But, you know, these are just English aristocracy. They're all the fucking same.
Yeah, they're all related. Like,
okay, so...
I'll give you the Charles.
Okay, so we're seeing a side-by-side of Prince Harry and his father at about the same age, I would guess.
Yeah. I see the eyes.
The eyes definitely seem the same. And that's about it, if I'm being honest.
You know what? It reminds me of a little bit like in... when they make a call on the floor in basketball, like they have to have enough evidence to overturn the call they made. So even if the call they made was like, they're like, eh, we're not really sure.
Yeah.
If the video evidence isn't so strong that they can tell who the ball bounced off of before going out of bounds, they don't overturn it. It's a little bit how I'm feeling so far.
Right.
Okay. So
I'm like, I believe you that it's maybe not Prince Charles, but I haven't seen enough evidence to overturn the call on the field.
Okay, and that's what I think, too. I think people are being dragged into the red hair thing, which I think is deceiving, because I don't find...
It's a red hair thing.
Is that where that expression comes from?
Classic red hair thing.
That's what they were saying in Scooby-Doo all the time? Red hair thing? I didn't realize that.
So I wanted to ask you, because you being a redhead, are either of your parents...
Strawberry blonde for all those listening.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
I'll take off my hat so people can...
Looks red today.
It is a beautiful shade of red, Matt, like, in my opinion. Like, not like bright, bright red, but it's...
It looks redder in the image that you're capturing of me versus what I'm looking at on my screen.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're watching, just know.
Are your parents, either of them, redheads?
No.
Okay. Okay, so then I think people are easily deceived by going, oh, he's a redhead, but Diana and Charles, neither of them are redheads, so his dad must be a redhead. This makes sense.
Right.
But when, it's been a while since I've looked at genetics and stuff, but according to, like, to your dad and your mom, they both had carrier genes of redheads, and that's why you got it. Because you have to have... There is a recessive gene, and you can, if you have two parents without red hair, is a 25% chance that you'll be a redhead if they both have carrier genes.
Interesting.
Okay.
So it is a possibility, a good possibility.
What I don't understand, though, is like everyone is always trying to look at a picture of the mother and a picture of the father and then figuring out, well, who does the son or the daughter look like? But your kids, for instance, doesn't one look like one of you and the other looks like the other of you? Rather than them both being a perfect harmony of both of you?
Well, I don't know.
If this results in finding out that one of you is not their parent, I do apologize for stirring the hornets.
King Ding Dong likes to joke that he's their daddies. He's their daddy.
Oh, okay. Now, that's Uncle Sex, I've ever heard of one.
You're right. We're talking, of course, of my friend Derek. He is not the father of my children.
Either. Believe us. So what do you think? They're both a perfect melding of the both of you.
I think that Jackson resembles Rachel a lot more than me, but he does have my eyes.
I don't think he does, but that's fine.
Okay, then no. I guess the answer is no.
He definitely doesn't have my eyes. I don't know whose eyes Jackson has. But... Okay,
Betty Davis's.
Oh,
so he like William could look like Charles, and Harry could just look like someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I think he is.
Or Diana. He could look more like Diana, which we've established he kind of does look like Diana.
Right.
But I did I did find a couple of pictures of possible illegitimate children of Charles.
Okay. So okay. Let's go.
Let's see him.
Okay.
Is this with Camilla or what?
We are looking at a picture of the King of England, Charles, and Americans actor Matthew Rhys. I mean,
who is actually British, I think.
No, right? He's from Wales.
He's Welsh.
Oh, he's Welsh. Oh, I'm so sorry, Matthew.
But he could have went on a little vacay over to Wales and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. The noses are close. But again,
British. A good one. This is a good one.
This is good.
Yeah. But I have an even better one.
Okay.
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 Scott Rogowski. Okay.
Can you not see them as twins? They're fucking twins.
But first of all, Prince Charles looks different in all these pictures.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're different ages.
We're looking at old. I mean, I have no idea how old he would be here. In his 30s?
No, probably.
Maybe late 20s even.
No, really? You think?
I don't know.
I see 40.
Okay.
Okay, he does look like Scott Rogowski. But this is the other thing. It's like we can, if we're not controlling for anything and we can find any picture of person X and then choose any picture of person Y,
yeah,
and we can match up the smile they're giving in the photo or the way they're cocking their head, it lends so much. Like when we would always do split screens on the show, I can't think of a reason to do one now. But basically this NBA player looks like this guy.
Right.
You'd always have to find one where they were both going like this.
Similar
poses.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Similar pose. Otherwise, our dumb brains are like, no, that's not the same person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if their heads are both cocked to the right. Now I see the similarity.
For sure.
Okay, so do you think, do you believe in any of these other ones? Like what's the other one that... Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra's.
Oh.
Oh, that is it. This is all allegedly.
Okay.
By the way.
Yes, of course. We're talking conspiracy theories here.
Conspiracy theories that we don't believe in.
Right.
Ronan Farrow is the son, not of Woody Allen and Mia Farrow, but of Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow.
Who?
Isn't that one?
I feel like I've never seen a picture of Ronan Farrow.
We should do an illegitimate child segment every week.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Every week. We can find that. That's some
behind
juicy
the goss. Bastards.
It's like, where's Waldo?
God damn, this guy looks...
Hey, if any of our listeners are illegitimate children, please reach out to us. Tell us your story.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then, of course, allegedly there is the... Which Kardashian? I think it's Khloe Kardashian is actually the daughter of Chris and O.J. Simpson. Isn't...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. That's because Robert Kardashian defended O.J., but because they were good friends from before, I think.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of Ronan Farrow right now, and I am 100% in on the Frank Sinatra being his dad.
Okay.
Wow. We need to... Yeah, I need to look at that.
Does he have old blue eyes?
Can't tell what color his eyes are. Wait a minute. He does have blue eyes, but so does Mia Farrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Rachel, so that's a good... that's an interesting conspiracy. Yeah. And where are you falling on it? You're saying not... You don't believe it.
I think people are just being seduced by the red hair, not knowing, like, the probability of a kid ending up with red hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unlike you, who studied genetics.
I have... You didn't do the Punnett square in any of your university... Oh, I guess you didn't study science in university. Or in high school?
Never even heard of a Punnett.
Never even heard of the Pundit Square.
Pundit Square.
Anyway, I did multiple times.
Wasn't that the area in the cafeteria at Ryerson University where all the journalists sat? The Pundit Square.
No D in that word. Ding dong. Anyway.
Okay, well, you got another conspiracy.
Yeah, what's Punnett Square?
Well, it's when, so dominant and recessive genes, and you put the parent here and the other parent here, and you... have letters as the, and you figure out what the probability of a redhead is going to come out of a parent with, you know, both redheads.
Oh,
100%.
Okay, I know. Yeah. I have done this. I'm an INFP.
INFP.
No, that's Briggs Myers Briggs or Briggs Myers, whichever it is. Don't worry about it. Next conspiracy.
Okay, well, another one that I thought was... I don't know why I didn't even hear about this. I guess I clocked out. Snowmageddon. It happened in Atlanta. Like,
okay, yeah, I remember. I was there.
So did you hear that it was a government conspiracy? It wasn't really snow. It was chemicals the government had put down on us.
Hmm. So we're talking that we had just moved to Atlanta. I think that this is 2014.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Our first winter there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they told us, Canada, where you all live in igloos and fight polar bears. But don't worry, down here, the weather's beautiful and the stuff. And then there proceeded to be a snowstorm that caused like 36 hours of traffic on the freeways and people to give birth in their cars. Not a joke. That did happen.
Yeah.
A huge thing. I just put my headphones in and walked home. But what I was walking through, you're telling me now, is government chemicals.
Government chemicals. And the reason why this, I guess, made it onto the internet, because some dummies, for some reason, took snowballs and lighters and tried to burn it or melt it. And they say this, and they would post the video and say, see, this snowball won't melt.
Okay.
This is chemicals. The government's trying to fucking poison us.
So where did the chemicals go then?
Right. And if they had left the video up longer, the reason why the snowball was shrinking and burning was supposedly the burn was the butane from the lighter.
Okay.
But the snow is shrinking because the water is coming in on itself and making a slush ball as opposed to a snowball. So it's not dripping, which is what they were looking for.
They were just looking for water running off.
Right. But if they had actually let the video run for the full duration and lit it the entire time, they wouldn't have thrown this out into the universe and have people believe them.
Well, I don't think many
that,
people.
I mean, I'm sure people do believe that, but that is not, it's not even a fun one to believe in.
Yeah.
I don't even, wait, and sorry, did you say why? Like, well, what, from the government's perspective, what's the benefit to them?
Oh, I don't know. That's all I got for you. You hypothesize.
Testing, they're just testing their fake snow?
Maybe. Well, isn't the rain seed in Dubai going crazy right now? Anyone?
Go on.
Anyone?
The rain seed?
Literally, I have. Hold on.
Well, you just said that so. You said a phrase I've never heard anyone say before. So confident.
Business
Insider.
Isn't
the rain seed in Dubai going crazy right now?
Time Magazine right now, 7 hours ago, is cloud seeding to blame for the floods? There's flooding in Dubai because they were seeding clouds to control rain. And now the government, the United Arab Emirates government, is denying that cloud seeding took place before the Dubai floods. But I don't know.
Wait, can you explain to us idiots, a.k.a. me, what is cloud seeding?
It's artificial rain, I guess. I literally don't know. It's what it sounds like.
It sounds like what happens when I go to a popular restaurant and they don't have any room and they say, well, we do have some cloud seeding.
So if Lincoln wanted to do that, he'd have to create a weather engineering area at Georgia Tech.
Right.
Isn't this literally the plot to Fantastic Four? Oh, no, the Avengers, the one that was like in the 90s, you know, where they're like dressed as like dapper mods.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy with the cane. And it's like someone that's like figured out how to control the weather.
I think so.
So they do buy, they are making it rain.
Make it rain, baby.
Okay. I don't know if that's a conspiracy or not, but it's time.
No, I think you're right. That does sound familiar, but I don't know how it works, what they're doing. I mean, I know why they're doing it because it's a desert pretty much, right? So. Mm.
Hold on. Cloud seeding basically works by artificially recreating the process by which rain and snow naturally occur. In normal clouds, microscopic droplets of water vapor are attracted to atmospheric aerosols like dust or pollen or salt from the sea. When enough water droplets converge around these nuclei, they form ice crystals and fall. Clouds are seeded typically by specially equipped aircraft. But also by ground-based generators, by implanting particles, commonly silver iodide.
Okay, sorry, this is a real thing.
This is real, baby.
You're just basically the way, it's just Punnett Square.
This is legit science.
So I'm going to say to anyone now and I don't know what
we didn't
about.
Study it at
Oh,
high
yes,
school
yes, Punnett
college.
Square, yes, of course.
That's right, that's right. That's right. Over here in Pundit Square.
Okay, so they are making it rain.
They are making it rain in Dubai. I mean, it is in a desert.
Isn't it going to flood if they don't get more foliage?
That's what's happening.
That's what's going on.
But you're saying, oh, they want more water. I'm like, well they don't want it yet. They need the foliage.
I'm seeing photos of cars. It looks like Kentucky in a rainy season.
Oh.
Right. It's basically what you're accusing them of is a classic Midas touch parable.
Yes.
Where King Midas says, I want everything I touch to turn to gold.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he touches his daughter and she turns to gold. And then he says, a life-size person made out of gold. My dreams have come true. Nothing bad is ever going to happen to me. And that's the end. So I don't know what the moral of that story is, but...
That's right. That's right.
All right. Final one, or is this your final one?
No, I've got another one. It's another Lady Di, though, because the other one stemmed off of Lady Di.
Okay. You know. Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, everyone's heard of the... You know, so they were... The government was... trying to kill her. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. She didn't actually get in an accident.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They want it to, the royal family had it happen because they want it to make it easier for the now King Charles to marry
Camilla.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, interesting. I thought, when I've heard that, it's more that they, you know, it was an affront to the to the monarchy to have Diana be dating, like, basically an Egyptian Muslim.
Yeah. Right. Well, and a lot of it also came from the Dodi's dad saying they killed her because of being with my son, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it looks like multiple times the test came back saying the chauffeur was under the influence.
Drunk.
Yeah. He was very drunk.
Yeah.
But they investigated it more because she had written letters and had her butler hold on to them because she was worried they were going to try to murder her. That's why they
You're not saying the butler did it, are you?
That's Clue. It's a good old-fashioned game of Clue.
I think this one is a classic reason that conspiracy theories are invented. Something happens that is, like, shocking to us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to be true. And so instead of drunk driver speeding at an incredible speeds in a foreign city through a tunnel being chased by paparazzi. Oh, well, that can't be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's got to be
simple.
Something else that happened. But that seems like a pretty good explanation for how two people could die.
Yeah.
People die in car crashes every day.
You just don't expect it to happen to these amazing celebrities, you know.
Right, exactly.
They're infallible. You know.
And I would say that, like, the monarchy is a nefarious organization. I mean, dating back to its origins.
Sure.
All sorts of palace intrigue and subterfuge and backstabbing and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are very rich and powerful and control many levers of government and influence, then it's not surprising that people are like, well, they had access to do it.
All right.
But this one I don't think needs a conspiracy to be explained.
No.
Just a tragedy.
And have you ever seen those bumper stickers, birds aren't real?
Yeah, I hate the birds aren't real.
But I mean, that's just a joke. It's just satire.
But it's a thing that started as a joke that people started to believe as a conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay. So a lot of people did start to believe that? That's crazy.
I know. That's why, like, I think we're... Some people would say we're in the golden age of conspiracy because of the internet, and I think we're past it.
I think it's so
easy to propagate, start, like, QAnon style shit that it's like you don't have to try anymore. Like, back in the day when we found out that Rod Stewart had to get a stomach pump because he swallowed 9 liters of semen, you know, it was a lot of work to get that information to me.
Yeah, you can't go to the library to look something like that up.
Exactly. It's just word of mouth. Passing the precious truth from one person to another, town to town.
No.
Country to country.
What about the Richard Gere gerbil?
Exactly. Well, that's true. Is that true?
That one's true?
I don't know. Well, I don't think it's
just
true enough.
Get someone to do it. That sounds like dangerous. It sounds like Game of Thrones torture device.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. Are there any other curiosity that you believe in, JD?
Well, I told you the one that I believe.
Oh, the fake Coke, the Norm McDonald thing.
Yeah.
Do you think Paul McCartney's dead?
No.
Okay. I definitely did as a child.
You
really?
Did.
Oh yeah, I was told by. Remember the story I once told you about working at the radio station in summer camp when I was like 11?
Yes.
And then the guy didn't turn on the signal to be broadcasting and let us do a whole show so he could yell at us about how unprofessional we were.
Yeah.
He was a big Beatles guy, and he. It's impossible for me to tell now if he truly believed it or I was just 11 and it just seemed like he believed it.
Right.
But we were like playing the Revolution Number 9 backwards, Turn Me On, Dead Man.
Yeah.
Paul is facing the wrong way on the Sgt. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the cover. No, it's not the cover.
It's the back.
The gate, the back.
The sleeve.
And then there's one of them, I think on the gatefold, he's pointing to in She's Leaving Home. You know that song?
Right, yeah.
And there's a lyric, and it's like, Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. And I think it's Paul's pointing at it, and that's when he died.
Right.
So,
he died during recording of Sgt. Pepper's. Is that?
I think maybe before. He died in like 66, I think.
Okay.
And they replaced him with Billy Shears.
Oh, okay.
Now may I introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears.
Right.
Now, if you were trying to cover it up, maybe don't say, let me introduce you to the...
Yeah.
So there's some questions still.
Okay. So but, Billy Shears is in Wings, text. Is what you're saying.
Is what?
Billy Shears is in
Billy
Wings.
Is in Wings. That's why the band was on the run.
Okay. It's starting to make sense.
It's starting to make sense.
So many clues you, there.
So exactly. They're there for you. Did you like the one... I don't know if you heard this one, but... Taylor Swift got into a lot of trouble because she was flying her private jet everywhere, like even for like tiny distances that she could have driven. And so people, she was polluting the environment, releasing tons of CO2, and people were upset. And so people think that she started dating Travis Kelce and then went to a Jets game. I think that was the first game they went to, or maybe the second game. And remember the huge hoopla of Taylor Swift attending an NFL game. Mm-hmm. People said it was so that when people Googled Taylor Swift Jets, that's what came up instead of the story of her polluting the planet.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. That is a great one.
If it's true, like...
Smart.
More power to you.
Honestly, you're a genius. If that's...
I think we might be having a new Taylor Swift album tomorrow, actually.
Oh,
now
wow.
That I think about it.
Okay.
See,
so that's something to look forward to. Oh boy, will we be covering
that. Do I have to go back and listen to what do we got? 20 that I've missed?
I don't know. If we want to do a Nathan Hubbard style old men talking about music for teenagers, then maybe, but I think we'll see. I think we'll just skip it.
You know what we could do is those sort of reaction, like old man hears blank for the first time. They usually do it with kids, like, you know, this kid heard Led Zeppelin for the first time. It's like, oh, right. Damn, this is good. But yeah,
this is my impression of me listening to the new Taylor Swift album.
Okay.
So I'm talking to Jill. Jill's making me listen to it, right?
Okay.
Is this one about Joe Alwyn? Next track. Is this one about Joe Alwyn? Next track. Is this one about Joe Alwyn? Next track. Did she write this before she started dating Travis? Is this about Travis Kelce? Next track. Oh, this one's about Joe Alwyn.
Yeah.
Are they all about Joe Alwyn? I don't know, but it's a safe bet. If you say it enough, one of them is going to be about Joe Alwyn, a man that I couldn't pick out of a lineup.
No conspiracy theory there. You know,
he's British.
Ahead.
I think that's all I know.
I kind of regret not taking all of my friends' Taylor Swift Sweet 16 paraphernalia home and not pranking Jackson, like having a surprise Sweet 16 with all of this stuff and like having his friends over. Would that be funny?
What do you mean? You have a friend whose daughter...
Twin daughters. We went there for game night and she still had the stuff up from the Sweet 16 weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should take that to Jackson. Like... Wouldn't that have been kind of funny?
Yeah,
have his friends over and
do it.
It's too late now.
It's too late. He's already turned 16.
Have a Tortured Poets Club listening party. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, Tay Tay.
You know, one that's on my mind is the Boeing guy. When we talk about flying and Boeing, obviously all their planes are flying falling out of the sky, or doors are ripping open,
that's a little
or tops
harsh,
are coming
sure.
off. That the whistleblower was found dead in the midst of all this.
Yeah, that's...
that's a little suspicious.
It's a lot suspicious.
But the problem is that, like, I know that he had said... I don't... this is a very cursory understanding of it. First of all, I think he was talking about the 787, which is that huge mother that they built, the Dreamliner, I think it's called.
Yes.
So it's not related to the ones that are that have been in the news falling out of the sky. But in any case, being a whistleblower, here's the tough thing about being a whistleblower. It's incredibly taxing on you because you're going against not only the place you work for, but friends you have at the company. And this giant multinational corporation is using all their power and lawyers and energy to discredit you, to take you down. And that's incredibly stressful. So your life is basically going to be made miserable. And so when if someone, you know, dies, you know, of suicide or something, it's sort of easy to understand that, like, hey, fuck, my life has been a goddamn nightmare since I tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's been nothing but stress and anxiety and pain. And so it's probably not weird that they might take their own lives.
Well, except if you would have, like, thought that through, I think, pretty deeply before you did it, you would expect they'd come back at you, though. Wouldn't you be like, well, you know, expect that. And God, would have, how is that worth it after all you'd put into it? To just be like, see ya, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't think anything I don't know. You for it, to be honest. And I also think that if you're going to blow the whistle, you're going to go to some journalist who's very, very, very motivated for you to tell the story and be the whistleblower, and you can get pressured into it. Didn't you? Did anyone see The Insider here? Anyone?
Oh, of course! A classic.
That's true, that's true.
But yeah, yeah.
Or Michael Clayton kind of has some whistleblowing vibes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making that toxic, like, Roundup or whatever it is. Okay. And, of course, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. But we all knew that. I mean, that's another one where I kind of believe it. I believe in the incompetence of the penal system, that they were like, oh, yeah, like, we fell asleep and we weren't really checking.
Yeah.
And the camera was broken.
100%.
But I also believe that fucking it wasn't. Yeah. That someone did kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
But and made it look like he hung himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or hung him, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I believe you.
That's the one. You know, the frustrating thing is we keep being told, like JFK, for instance, the mother of all conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I was always told when I was learning about it in high school, you know, so we're talking 1999, 1998, that, you know, we don't know for sure now, but what's going to happen is as these people that were involved and were alive at the time start dying, on their deathbeds, they might say, I got to get this off my conscience. This is what really happened. Or I was involved in this or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough, every year it seems like someone does come out and it's like, daughter says that on his deathbed, man gave diary explaining how the mob put a hit on JFK. And then they research it and they're like, no, this guy wasn't
there.
Just
trying to stir shit before they hit the grave.
Right.
Right. But even despite knowing that it probably won't happen, I'm still hoping that on their deathbed, some Epstein people will come out.
Okay.
And tell us what happened. Well, they wouldn't. Even though for JFK it hasn't happened, and I think a lot of those people are dying or are already dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're done.
And we all know it was the CIA anyways. So moving on, some very quick housekeeping. Next week's Great Beyond is Patreon only.
Ooh,
did you know that, JD?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/isthisgood. You'll get ad-free episodes. You'll get access to our thriving community on Discord. You'll get an exclusive episode every month. And you can send in AMA questions on the Discord for the Patreon only episode. You see the flywheel?
Yes.
It all speaks to each other. You can send topics for future shows to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. I would love reading your emails, your topic suggestions, your settle thises. And of course, subscribe on YouTube, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and go back to listen to the episode with Avital Ash.
Yes.
We talked about eating dinner in front of the TV, the best insurance spokesperson, me not wearing a wedding ring because my fingers are too fat. I'll show them to you again. and child-free weddings, which is a hot topic.
You know,
can I ask a question? Was she serious when she said she's taken her dog to multiple weddings, or was that a joke?
I don't even remember her saying that.
I remember saying multiple weddings.
Yeah, she said
multiple weddings?
I'm pretty sure she did.
Did she?
Okay. I remember her talking about something like her friend inviting her for dinner and then saying, or was it a wedding?
No,
I thought it was someone inviting her for dinner and saying, don't bring your dog.
Yeah.
Or your dog is not invited. And she was like, why would I assume my dog was invited?
Well, that's why I was confused when she was like, yeah, I've taken my dog to multiple weddings. But she was deadpan. And I'm like, is she serious? Because it doesn't go.
That's not a nice way to talk about Amir. JK, Amir, JK.
JK.
I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll have to stand up during her solo show. Hopefully there'll be a part of the show where she says, if anyone in the audience has anything to say, please do.
Yeah, perfect.
I saw a TikTok, Mac, speaking of proposals and weddings and rings mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the gist of it is a proposal ick. And it's this woman is basically complaining about a proposal that hasn't happened yet, by the way, but how she'll be grossed out if the guy sort of slouches over while he's bending down on one knee and like okay. hunched over, like she invoked the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Like, oh, I can see, picture it. Yeah.
You know, so you're like sort of groveling at her and with the ring and stuff, and just how it would almost be a deal breaker. So now you have to make sure that you have good posture while kneeling down to ask this person to marry her with a ring that probably costs 3 months' salary.
Yeah, well, I will say that the position you just contorted yourself into, bent over and leaning forward, is giving sort of yes, master, Igor kind of vibes, and I don't think that you want that.
Isn't that the point of kneeling down?
Like, what is? It's not. You're not kneeling down because the person is in control of you. You're kneeling down as a sign of respect.
You're nervous as hell. You're doing something goofy as it is by kneeling in probably a public place. It's like,
Your expectations,
I'm doing my best
people.
Here. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Now that's an ick. Like, this is supposed to be a beautiful gesture. And it's like, here's the thing. I know if it was me, not that I would ever do this, but if it was me, I would absolutely be sort of hunched over and sort of in an uncomfortable position. And it's not a natural thing. You don't practice it. You know what I mean?
Well, you do. It's a split squat, essentially, when you think about it.
Okay, I guess. Anyway, be
a
aware.
Short lunge?
Just be aware.
Oh, yes.
Be aware.
If in case you
practice
in
your
case
split
this
squats.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, it could happen soon, right, Matt? Just kidding.
Oh, me doing it? Okay, I'll tell you this. Practice I'm going to get down on one knee.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, yeah. I'm going to send
that's
you this TikTok, and she goes over the exact what you're supposed to do so that you don't ick out your potential fiancé before.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do, is this a good rule? Maybe there's someone that has rules for how to propose.
Right. Oh.
We can look that.
Look into that.
And of course, you'll agree with all their snooty little...
Maybe.
Always be facing east.
No.
All right. Well, do you anything else you wanted to get off your chest before we go? Got to get enough done so I can be, you know, midnight, just me and Taylor.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to have it. If it's not coming out.
Is that
tonight
making
at midnight,
love
then
music,
I'm gonna
Matt?
Be... Well, I don't know. I mean, we haven't heard this album, so we don't know if it's a stylistic turn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
Probably not. I bought a suit from a guy this week.
From a guy.
Okay, interesting. Not a store, a guy.
Well, it was a salesperson at a store.
Oh, okay.
Who teaches phlebotomy.
Oh.
Right?
Drawing
of blood. And he is a licensed phlebotomist as well. But he I was like just chatting like, oh, that's cool. So you teach people how to do it? And he's like, yes, I teach them go through all the getting the needles and being safe mm-hmm. about it and be doing it in a painless way. And it's a 2-year certification, but I still stick people from time to time. Like, so the slang in the phlebotomy world is if yeah. you're taking blood from somebody, you're sticking them.
Anyway,
I thought that I was like kind of cool little now, insider.
When he fit you for the suit and he was putting those little pins in the pants.
That's just for fun.
Yeah. No, he was expert at it. No. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of cute.
And this is off the rack?
Well, it was for...
Are you having any alterations?
It was for Lincoln's prom, actually. It was for Lincoln. Lincoln, it fit... The jacket fit off the rack, but he is getting the pants altered slightly.
Okay. Of course, you bought a suit in 2017, so you don't need one.
No. Not... No, it's way... That. If I had bought a suit in 2017, I'd be at the height of fashion right now. No. My suit, I think I bought in 2010.
Didn't you buy a suit when we went to the NBA Awards? Or am I making that up?
No. The Black Tux gave us a suit.
Oh, right. I knew I was thinking.
So I had to give that one back.
But that one fit like shit, right? Or am I remembering it wrong?
It was awful. Yeah, didn't fit at all. The Black Tux.
You know what? Does that company exist anymore?
I don't know.
They used to advertise on podcasts. I haven't heard of
it. The Tux show. I remember the Tux showing up in a crumpled ball.
Oh. At that,
right.
Like, oh, God.
And I remember me saying, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
It was an offer, and I said, no. I know it's going to be bad.
Yeah. And I because had no
like,
choice.
Oh, you just put in your measurements. And I'm like, sorry. That's never once worked out for me.
Yeah. I mean, and I went to get measured, and Trey was there too, and he didn't bother with his at all. But you know, he's got tons of clothes.
Yeah.
But I had no real choice, and it was a disaster.
It was bad. I was just thinking also because my cousin's getting married in September, mm-hmm. and I was just saying to Jill, I was like, "Oh, I hope this suit that I bought in 2015 that I haven't worn since 2018." A, still fits me, and B, looks like what a suit is supposed to look like in 2024. I have no idea.
Just get it altered.
I should be trying it on now and figuring it out, but we'll wait till late August to figure that one out. Of course, so I can be scrambling as hard as possible. Join us on Monday for a full review of the new Taylor Swift album. but more importantly, an episode with Drew McGarry, who is someone I've been reading on the internet for a long ass time and who has made me laugh many, many times. You know him from Deadspin. You know him from now Defector. He's written, I want to say, 5 books. JD, you're going to have a lot of books to buy.
I already own at least 3 Drew McGarry books.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And I hesitate to ask, but have you read them?
I've read at least one of them.
Oh, which? I wonder if it's the same one I've read. Which did you read?
I don't know the names of them.
Postmortal?
It's the one about
the green cover?
What?
Oh, the one about being a dad?
Yeah, the dad one.
Mm. I have not read that one. No, okay, good. Perfect. Well.
He's a good writer.
He's a great writer. So join us on Monday for that. Email us at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Subscribe everywhere. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This was JD, Matt, and Rachel reaching out from the great beyond. The great beyond is, of course, the place where we control the world.
And the weather.
And the weather. Nothing is real, especially birds. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Hootie hoo.